personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.
Informed Choice personal finance news at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 19th of January 2016. I'm Martin Bamford. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney has ruled out an immediate rise in interest rates. Speaking at the Peston Lecture at Queen Mary University in London today, Mark Carney explained interest rates will remain low because of current volatility in the global economy and weaker UK economic growth. He explained that collapsing oil prices and an unforgiving global economy meant that tighter monetary policy was not yet necessary. Price inflation in the UK has risen to an 11-month high in the year to December. Inflation, as measured by the Consumer Prices Index, or CPI, rose to 0.2% from 0.1% in November. Inflation was higher as a result of rising airfares and a slower than previously recorded fall in petrol prices compared to the same period a year earlier. The Retail Prices Index, RPI measure of price inflation, which includes some housing costs, rose from 1.1% to 1.2% in December. The Chinese economy has recorded its slowest rate of growth in 25 years. China's economy grew by 6.9% in 2015, down from 7.3% in the previous year. The world's second largest economy had a growth target of about 7% in 2015. To put its growth in context, China's economy grew in a single year by the equivalent of the entire size of the economy in Switzerland or Saudi Arabia. The International Monetary Fund has downgraded its forecast for global economic growth in 2016. It is forecasting global growth of 3.4% this year and 3.6% in 2017. The IMF was previously predicting global economic growth of 3.6% this year and 3.8% next year, cutting its forecasts in each year by 0.2%. They also issued a warning about risks to global growth, which they say could be derailed if key challenges are not successfully managed. The IMF forecast for UK economic growth remains unchanged at 2.2% this year and next. UK house prices rose faster in November, according to the Office for National Statistics. In the year to November 2015, house prices across the UK rose by an average of 7.7%, up from 7% annual growth in October. Prices rose the fastest in the east of England at 10.2% for the year, followed by London and the south east at 9.8%. The average price of a home in the UK is now £288,000. Investment advisors will have to pay a £108 million levy to the Financial Services Compensation Scheme this year. The total industry levy to pay compensation for customers of failed authorised firms will be £363 million in 2016. Life and pensions intermediaries will contribute £80 million towards this total. The FSCS says they have witnessed a rising number of claims from investors who have experienced investment losses after being advised to put their money into risky, non-standard assets, such as overseas property development. Oil prices could fall further this year, with the market facing an enormous strain on its ability to absorb new supplies from oil-producing nations, including Iran. The International Energy Agency, a world energy monitor, has said that the oil market faces a third successive year where supply will exceed demand by 1 billion barrels a day. This could result in the oil markets being left with a surplus of 1.5 million barrels a day in the first half of this year, resulting in it drowning in oversupply. That was your personal finance news bulletin from Informed Choice. For more, follow us on Twitter at Informed Choice.
Personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.